Well, Harrison has the ball to start the second half. They're moving right to left as Groberg is going in to lane. She just blew by her defender. Anna Grace Foreman goes in for the reverse layup. Good. Marion Groberg with 4 points on the night. 24-21, Harrison Lee. We are 27 seconds into the second half. Here's Gilbert with it on the right wing. Dribbles towards the elbow. Now kicks up top to Martin. Martin drills to the elbow. Throws it to Yates on the right side. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to give it to Foreman in the low block. Loses the handle of the ball. And now a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. We are 40 seconds into this second half. Mount Holmes with the ball. Harrison leading 24-21. It will be Gilbert inbounding the ball on the baseline. Finds Foreman in the lane, going in for the layup. She's going to be fouled from behind and head to the free throw line. And that just took 1 second off the clock. Caroline Cecil picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Goblins here in the second half. Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line. First shot is up, no good. She is now 2 of 4 from the free throw line with 10 points. One more free throw for Foreman. Second shot is up, and she gets 1 of 2. She now has 11. 24-22, Harrison's lead's cut down to 2 with 7:15 left in the third quarter now. Here is Olsen going back the other way, and she just blew by her defender for the layup. Good. Brynn Olsen with her first 2 points of the night. It's a two-possession lead for Harrison now, 26-22 with 7 minutes left of the third quarter. Martin has it on the right wing, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles towards the elbow, tries to throw it to Yates, a little wide of her, but Yates is able to chase it down before the ball goes out of bounds. Yates will dribble down into the lane, going in for the layup. Shot is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harrison, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 6:44 left in the third quarter. Cabe Gilbert will inbound the ball under the basket, gets into Emma Martin in the left corner. She drills out to the wing, over near the elbow, throws it up top to Yates, tries to find Foreman. She mishandles the pass, and Harrison's going to come up with the steal. Fourth turnover of the night against Mount Holmes. A little over 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. 26-22, Lady Goblins leading it. Here is Hudson going into the lane. Throws it to Groberg near the top. She drills to the right wing. Now goes down to the elbow, going down to the low block now. Throws it up top to Hudson. Hudson takes the screen, dribbles towards the right elbow, finds Olsen going, cutting into the lane for the reverse layup. Good. Brynn Olsen with 4 points now, and Dell Leonard has seen enough. He wants a timeout. We'll break with 6:04 left to play in the third quarter. It is Harrison leading Mountain Home 28-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
Well, tough start to the second half for Mountain Home, as Harrison's outscored them 6-1 in this third quarter. Here's Emma Martin with the lead. They'll be with the ball. Throws it to Jackson on the right side. Throw up top now to Gilbert. Gilbert's going down into lane. Tries to find Foreman. Pass is knocked away and stolen. Mount Holmes' fifth turnover of the night. Back quickly comes Cecil. She has it on the right side. Now she's going down towards the low block. Shot is blocked. Oh, and a little contact as well. So Cecil will head to the free throw line. Emma Martin is going to pick up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5:38 left to play in the third quarter, as Caroline Cecil will be at the line for the first time tonight. She has 16 points so far. First shot is up. Good. That makes it a three-possession game now. Kay Gilbert's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Emily Payne. So second free throw for Cecil is up, and she gets both. 18 points now for Caroline Cecil. 30-22. Harrison leading it with a little over 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Now goes towards the free throw line. Throws up top to Payne. Payne's going to drill towards the elbow. Throws it to Jackson in the corner. Thought about three. Now kicks it to Payne in the corner. Payne dribbles out to the wing. Up top now goes to Martin. Trying to decide what she wants to do with it. Now dribbles towards the right side. And Martin picks up a dribble, throws it up top to Yates. Yates is going to pull up there for the three. No good. Rebound knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harrison. Went right off the face of Marion Groberg. And Mountholm will inbound the ball on the near side, on the far sideline, with 5:02 left in the third quarter. 30-22, Lady Goblins leading it. Martin takes inbound pass from Payne. She'll dribble to the right wing. Now throws up top to Yates. Yates is going to try another three. This one will not go either as Hudson gets the rebound this time for Harrison. Lady Goblins with the ball, leading by eight. Here is Olsen going down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Groberg near the right wing. Her jumper will not go, and the rebound is chased down by Foreman. And she'll throw it to Yates. And Mountholm has some numbers. Yates going into the lane, going to find Payne. Going up for the left shot was blocked from behind by Cecil. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountholm's basketball with 4:29 left in the third quarter. Kay Gilbert's going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Leah Jackson. 30-22, Harrison on top. Gilbert will treat an inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Martin in the right corner. Martin takes a screen from Foreman. Now is going to pull up for the jumper near the elbow. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Olsen, and back come the Lady Goblins. Here is Parker with it on the left side. She's going to give to Groberg there on the wing. Her three-pointer is good. Marion Groberg now with 7 points, and now Tom's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 4:11 left to play in the third quarter as the Lady Goblins lead is now double digits. Matt Harrison leading 33-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Mountain with the ball, trailing Harrison 33-22 with about 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Payne throws it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the free throw line. Throws it to Martin in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Chases down her own rebound. Throws it to Yates in the free throw line. Finds Foreman on the low block for the little jumper off the glass and in. Matt is Mountain's first field goal of this quarter. She now has 13 points. 33-24. Mountain cuts the margin back to single digits. Here is Hudson with it. She dribbles to the left elbow. Now goes down towards the low block. Finds Cecil. Cecil's pass is knocked away and stolen by Aston Yates. And back comes Mountain Home. That is Harrison's third turnover of the night. Yates finds Martin in the left corner. Back to Yates on the low block. She's going in for the layup. Was fouled from behind. A late foul call. And Aston Yates will go to the free throw line for a pair. Caroline Cecil picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Goblins here in the second half. So 3:20 left. It will be Aston Yates at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First one is up and in. Second shot for Yates is up and will not go. Gets 1-2, and the rebound is controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. To Parker, to Yates, in the lane for the layup, off the glass and in, and she is fouled. Aston Yates with a chance to make this a five-point game, but before her free throw, Harrison's going to take the timeout. That foul is on Kenzie Parker, her second personal foul, team foul number three. We'll break with 3:16 left to play in the third quarter. Harrison leading Mountain Home 33-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Yates's and-one situation will not go. She misses the free throw, and Harrison comes up with the basketball. They lead 33-27 with a little over 3 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Hudson with the ball up at the top. Dribbles down into the lane. Now throws it back up top to Groberg. Groberg dribbles to the left wing. Now goes down into the lane. Going up for the layup. Shot will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Yates, and back on the Lady Bombers. 6-point Harrison lead with 2:46 left in the third quarter. Here is Martin with it on the right wing. Up top to Yates. Yates is going down into lane, going up for another layup. No, will not go. Foreman gets the rebound. She puts the shot up. Will not go. And this time Harrison gets the rebound, and then a reach and foul is called on Addison Yates. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 2:34 left to play in the third quarter. Harrison with the ball, leading 33-27. Olsen takes an inbound pass, gives it right back to Parker, who will walk it into the front court. Mounts on once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes on the right side to Groberg. Down to Hudson in the corner. Hudson drills out to the wing, gives it there to Cecil. Finds a cutting Parker going into the lane. Her shot is blocked by Anna Grace Foreman, who comes up with the basketball. She's quickly back the other way, throwing to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert drills towards the free throw line, finds Martin on the left side. Martin will drill towards the elbow, finds Foreman in the lane, going up for the layup. Good! Anna Grace Foreman with 15 points, 33-29. Mountain Home cuts the margin to four with less than 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here's Hudson throwing it to Groberg in the right corner. Groberg's going down into the lane, picks up a dribble, gives it to Cecil in the corner. Now Groberg goes, has it on the wing. Down in the corner to Olsen. Olsen drives out to the wing. Now it goes toward the free throw line, going up for the running jumper. Good. Bryn Olsen with 6 points, all here in the third quarter. And it is a 6-point lead once again for Harrison. 35-29, a minute and a half left in the third quarter. Payne has it on the right side. Throws it up top to Foreman. Foreman's going into lane. Gives it to Yates there in the paint. Now kicks out to Martin. Up top to Payne. Payne's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emily Payne with her first 3 points, and it is back to a one-possession game. 35-32, Lady Goblins leading it with 1:10 left in the third quarter. Here is Parker back the other way for Harrison. Throws it to Cecil. Now up top to Hudson. 1 minute left now in this period. Hudson drills to the right side. Now gives it there to Cecil. Cecil's going to go back to the wing, gives it there to Hudson. Hudson was going to drill towards the free throw line, goes down in the paint, kicks it back out to Cecil on the right side. Cecil drills between the circles, goes back to the wing, is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Shot was partially blocked. Ball is going to stay with Harrison as Parker's able to get it. Here is Cecil with it. Now throws it up top to Groberg, 29 seconds left. And Harrison, I believe, is going to hold for the last shot of the period. No, I take that back. Groberg takes the screen, and it's going to be there's going to be a foul before the basket, before her layup, as Anna Grace Warren kind of just bowled over the screener there. That's her third personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. 23.8 seconds left as Parker will take a seat. She's replaced by Maggie Salomon, and for Mountain Home, Leah Jackson's going to come back in as Anna Grace Foreman will sit down with her third foul. 35-32, Harrison with the ball and the lead. 23.8 seconds left in the third quarter. Salomon will inbound the ball on the baseline. Now gets into Hudson on the right side. Hudson drills up to the top. Now goes towards the elbow. Now throws up top to Cecil. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around, controlled by Groberg. And Groberg's going to go back in the lane for the jumper off the glass and in. 37-32. Back comes Mountain Home. 2 seconds left. Martin's going to try one last shot at the buzzer. She cannot get it to go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. 24 minutes of play are in the books. Our score at the end of three. Harrison leading Mountain Home 37-32. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.